It's a silly, goofy day. It's Monday morning. Hi, Jacqueline. How are you?
I'm good. How about you, Grant?
Can't complain. Can't complain. It's finally getting warm out, but not here.
No, you guys didn't have like the 85 degree day on this weekend?
Yeah, it was nice for you guys on Saturday.
It was beautiful.
It was 56 degrees up here.
What?
Uh-huh. It was cold.
That's like at least 30 degrees difference.
Mm-hmm. It was cold.
We were pushing 90.
Yeah. And then the winds were 20 to 25 miles an hour once again.
So do you think like when you drive, are you just permanently like, is your wheel just permanently turned?
Just a little bit. Your steering wheel is definitely crooked. Actually, that's funny you brought that up because we were driving up to Thief River last weekend and I took I-29. And the wind was coming so strong out of the west that my steering wheel is permanently just tipped just a touch to the left. And as like we're passing, because they were doing some construction, so it went down to like just the single lane. And as a truck would drive by, the wind and the air movement from the truck passing me would suck me in to the other lane. And I was in Aubrey's little car, not my truck. Uh-huh. So this is a 2006 Toyota Corolla that probably weighs maybe 2,000 pounds. Maybe. I can just picture myself driving this and I just look like I'm just crammed up in there. But no, every time. And so like I had to be two hands on the steering wheel at all times. And it was, I felt like I was playing ping pong with the median line and then that outside white line.
Oh man, that's so scary. Cause I've driven up, you know, between, you know, Grand Forks and Fargo, I think is the worst stretch because of the semis and you're driving right next to the semis. You have nothing to bear, you know, the wind coming at you. It's scary. And especially if it's snowing, I don't know how you do that.
No. And especially now with the new speed limit. I mean, I'm going 85 miles an hour.
Wait, there's a new speed limit. It's 80.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Why did they do that? It was 75 and everybody went 85.
Yeah, I don't know. It is 80 now. So you're cruising.
Terrible gas mileage.
No, great. Great gas mileage. In Aubrey's car, I burnt a total of 4 gallons of gas from Fargo to Thief River. Now, mind you, that's 121 miles.
What?
Mm-hmm.
That is crazy.
Isn't that nuts? So looking at their projections of wind, we have gusts today of 25. Tomorrow we have gusts of 26. Wednesday, we have gusts of 22. Thursday, we have gusts of 26. Friday, we have gusts of 26. And then it finally teeters off on Saturday. Isn't that crazy?
So do you go boating, fishing? Like, or do you just, you can't stay in one place on the lake?
Well, they have technology now that can keep you into one place, but.
Wow. Are you calling me old right now?
No.
Wow. Jacqueline, no. They have technology for that now.
Well, they have a thing called spot lock. So it's your front trolling motor that just keeps you in that one spot without an anchor, but you can use an anchor. But when the wind is strong, you definitely can't stay in one spot because there are waves. So like wind pushes the waves on the lake. And
really? Yeah. Is that a thing? Okay. I think we need to get into more of a serious topic now, but so let's dive into retirement today.
Welcome to the Retirement Roundtable. I'm Jacqueline Gladhill, and my job is keeping these two on track.
And I'm Veronica Redfield. I handle the big picture and the heart of your retirement, the emotions and the lifestyle.
And I'm Grant Hartman. I handle the math, making sure the numbers actually work so you can sleep at night.
We're here to give you the tips and the truth for a confident retirement. Let's get started.
So today we will be talking about how to replace your paycheck in retirement. Grant, what does that mean? What does your paycheck in retirement mean?
All right. That can mean a lot of different things, specifically depending on your situation. I know on previous podcasts, we've talked about the 4% rule. We've talked about, you know, how should you invest your money in regards to retirement planning? But we haven't talked about, you know, how does replacing your paycheck look like into retirement? That's what we're going to discuss today. And so retirement is totally different than saving. It's a mindset shift, right, Jacqueline? You know, you transition your 30 to 35 years of working for that paycheck and putting some money away for retirement. And now you are in retirement utilizing that bucket of money for income. Can you imagine how that feels for some retirees to walk into retirement knowing that, you know, depending on the nest egg, can that satisfy their retirement goals in retirement?
Yeah. Well, and especially, you know, when you're working, you are reliant on if I work, I will automatically get paid for it. Right. I mean, that's the rule. That's the law. And so when you're not working, then what? Is there consistency? Is there a I will automatically get paid? What does that mean? And what does that look like? And, you know, many retirees struggle with the kind of the psychology behind really spending money in retirement because where is it coming from?
Right, right. And that's why it's so hard for retirees to spend money. It's because they have been so accustomed to, you know, they are working that 80 hours every 2 weeks. They know that paycheck is going to come in. And now it's their mindset of, okay, I'm not working. I have this bucket of money. Should I take from it? Or am I too concerned of taking it out now where it's going to start decreasing because of me taking it and trying to, you know, have your financial advisor. I know we're experts in this, is transitioning that view of retirement to create that plan going forward, knowing that, hey, this is okay. We have a plan set up for you because it is a big switch. Now, Jacqueline, thinking about, okay, we talked about our investments, but what are the other income sources specifically into retirement to make that paycheck feel? You know,
we've talked about the few, you know, different buckets of retirement income, right, Grant?
Yep. Yep. Now talking about different buckets. Now we're talking about, okay, what does that look like? That's going to be Social Security. You know, typically a typical couple, you'll have two Social Securities. Depending on where you work, you might have pension income, you know, state employees, federal employees, there's still a pension system there. There's also retirement or side income that you can create into retirement. But beyond those that we just listed here, you know, other income that we need to reach our budget or retirement spending goal is going to have to come from those investments, right? And so to find that, it's what we call it in our office is a big question mark. You know, for example, we have a couple clients here that, you know, they collect on two Social Securities. They have an intended goal to spend $80,000 a year. Now, this is just all example, but between both of their Social Securities, they're making roughly about $50,000. And so with their income goal of $80,000, there's a $30,000 difference there where we have created a plan going forward to make sure that, okay, can their investments suffice to take the distributions to reach that $30,000 to reach their retirement goal? And so the switch of where do my retirement paychecks actually come from, you know, that can come from multiple different sources, but the end goal is we've saved up a bucket of money, which is whether it's a 401k, 403b, 457b, is to let us enjoy retirement to maintain a spending goal of their choice.
Yes, and great point. And, you know, I think something that comes up is timing, Grant. And why does timing matter?
Timing really matters. And, you know, we're kind of looking at it right now. You know, Jacqueline, no one can, there are very, very select few people that can time the market, right? It's better to stay in the market rather than time the market. And, you know, with the market outlook from the previous 4 months, you know, we had a pretty good market in April. You know, we've reached new highs in the S&P 500. You can listen to us talk about that a couple podcasts back. But overall, we've had a really good market. U.S. markets have been driving the S&P 500. Typically, it's the top eight that are driving it. But with timing, you know, what happens if we have a correction very close to retirement? You know, let's just say real life example, we have a correction, we lose 20% a year before retirement. How is that going to make you feel, Jacqueline?
Yeah, I would say that for me, because like you said, Grant, you know, at a young age, I have time to make up for it. So I'm not as worried. But when we're talking about maybe when you're right before retirement, you know, that can be crucial. That can be critical to your plan and to, you know, maybe your timeline. And so you really want to keep adjusting those risk levels.
Right, right. And so, you know, if you think of $1 million bucket of money in a 401k and you lose 20%, that's $200,000. Mm-hmm. You know, that could put a huge significant impact on the retirement plan that they have created, depending on how much they need to take to reach their retirement goal. But if the market drops 20%, where should your paycheck come from? And I don't think it's an idea of you changing your paycheck idea. I think it's more or less you creating that retirement plan for your ideal retirement goal. And that's what we do really, really well in our office is we're seeking, we can't say guaranteed, but we're creating a bulletproof plan as close as we possibly can to implement. Okay, you can have that peace of mind mm-hmm. in retirement, knowing that we have a plan going forward and setting up that three bucket approach that we talked about in previous podcasts to solidify that paycheck in retirement. So you don't have to concern or worry about a correction in place due coming up towards retirement or even into retirement.
Yeah. And I just want to bring up some key words here that I know that we've discussed on past podcasts. But really, diversification is key. And that's mm-hmm. why we talked about the different buckets. Because, you know, if the market does drop, it only affects one or two, you know, of those buckets, and it doesn't affect them all. You have safe money. And speaking of safe money, we also stress test your plan, you know, and Grant, Veronica, you guys do the testing on it. So the stressing of, okay, we're going to test this to see if the market drops, what it's going to do. How are we going to not guarantee, but, you know, make sure that you have something that will support your paycheck and support your lifestyle if that does happen.
Exactly. And understanding each client's risk tolerance on where they feel comfortable. And it's all dependent too on how big they want their retirement paycheck. Mm-hmm. And that's where it's so unique is every client's situation is different. And it's awesome to work with Veronica knowing that, you know, we don't have just one set of eyes. We have multiple set of eyes on this plan itself because we do work with people in the back end, specifically CFPs that help us build and illustrate these plans for our clients to, you know, have that comfortable retirement feel, to have that peace of mind for them. You know, I still can't say guaranteed because it's still investing. You don't know what can happen, but creating that peace of mind opportunity for the client resonates really well.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, Grant, what are some common mistakes that you think people make when they, you know, are thinking about their retirement paycheck? What prevents them from getting that guaranteed income, really?
Mm-hmm. I think the biggest mistake, specifically with 401ks, IRAs, is ignoring taxes. You know, understanding the tax implications of your 401k and your IRA, because every distribution that you take from those buckets of money is technically taxable income, right? Because you use the tax favorable treatment all those years of contributing to it because it wasn't taxed in that year given. But at the time of distributions, you will have to pay taxes on that money. So a common mistake is people quite don't understand the tax implications on every distribution that they take. And sometimes we fall into the line of, you know, what happens if I take X amount of dollars? Well, that's going to be a tax implication to your part because that's all going to be taxable money. Another way to look at it too is if you have $1 million bucket of money, which is all in a 401k, and you are in, let's just say, the 24% bracket with income sources and whatnot. Mm-hmm. You know, Uncle Sam technically owns 25% of that bucket. You know, what we do here too is, you know, trying to solve for getting Uncle Sam's fingers or hands in that bucket of money, and let's get it out of there so you can have that full bucket of money. Mm-hmm. Another common mistake too that we see is taking too much too early. Mm-hmm. You know, we really focus on making sure that we fill out a budget or a retirement income goal to make sure that is not too out of line. Because if that's too out of line, we could be potentially pulling too much money too soon, where there might be the possibility of running out of money too early, you know, not making it, you know, that's where the fear of outliving our money. And so we want to make sure that, you know, we do it very well in here in this office too, is we always want to shoot high with our numbers. You know, we want to be accurate, but I'd rather those numbers come back higher than lower to have that peace of mind knowing that, hey, you know, we have multiple different margins in our planning to make sure that, yay, you know, this is back to that bulletproof plan. And then thirdly, keeping too much in cash. You know, the big concern with that is that's going to be inflation. Jacqueline, you know about inflation, right? You know, it's kind of like the hidden ghost where if your money's not working for you in retirement, inflation can start eating up the power of that dollar. Mm-hmm. And how much is that dollar worth in 20 years, right? We've seen it, you know, even from 2000 to 2026, you've seen housing, you've seen gas, you've seen groceries, you know, it, everything is going up. And if your money's not working for you, that could potentially be an inflation risk that we don't want to incur.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And great points there, because I think taxes, number one, Grant, yes, people forget about. I think that's the pillar that we've talked about, or one of the foundational pieces that gets the most forgotten. And when you take out too much too early, you know, we're talking about that mental shift. Right. Again, when you retire, your mental shift is spending and mm-hmm. not working and not making and not having that consistency. Well, what do? You typically spend too much, because Grant, what would you do? Go golfing, go fishing, go, you know, spend money to use up your time. And it's so important. As much as I don't like the word budget, that's what happens sometimes.
And you brought up a great point too, time. Mm-hmm. And so when you retire, you essentially open up 40 hours per week that is spent doing what? Probably something that involves money, because everything mm-hmm. truthfully involves money. And so that opens a gateway to potentially even spending a little bit more money, because you have to, you know, you're finding new hobbies, you're going to social lunch with your friends, and that costs money. And so time is another essence in retirement where, you know, you'll find yourself spending money during that time. I also don't want you to be sitting at home doing nothing because you're afraid to spend money. You know, every client goals are different. We do have a client that just wants to take naps. You know, I would say that probably doesn't involve a ton of money, but we also have a lot of clients too that enjoy the fishing, enjoy the hunting, enjoy mm-hmm. the golfing, where all of that does cost money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or wants to buy a place in a different state. You know, go exactly. retire in Florida or Arizona or something like that, where that's going to be money spent, you know, on a house or on living down there. And so are you doubling your living expenses? Hope not, right. But we have to account for that if that is what you want. So all of this is a great conversation, Grant. Is there anything else that you want to add to today's episode?
I kind of want to recap on, you know, discussing replacing your paycheck in retirement, because I feel like we covered a lot today and we're kind of back and forth. But replacing your retirement paycheck starts from the foundation, and that foundation is going to either be the pension or two Social Security amounts. Right. And mm-hmm. so that's your foundation. Potentially you might have some cash savings or rental side income, but that's going to be that next layer. And then thirdly, it's going to be that big question mark. And that question mark is the gap from where your intended spending is going to be to what you've already received for your Social Security, your pension, potentially rental income. And we have to solve for, you know, that question mark. And that's going to come from your investments, whether that be a 401k, Roth IRA. And so what does a retirement paycheck look like? Well, it's going to be exactly what I said. You got that pyramid of a foundation. You know, we got our base, we got our Social Security. No, I don't believe it's going to go away. But then we got that big question mark, and we are certainly experts in filling out that, you know, finding out what that question mark looks like, not only on a risk perspective, a diversification perspective, but also having that peace of mind in retirement, knowing that we have that bulletproof plan feel going forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great point. I love this conversation. And I think it's just a great reminder that really you can view it as a paycheck in retirement as well. You know, we don't really think of it that way, but it's important to have that consistency and to have something to rely on. Okay, so Grant, do you have a joke of the day?
I sure do.
All right. I am ready.
Why did the retiree bring a ladder to the financial advisor's office?
Because he wanted to step up.
That's actually really close. That's really close. Okay. Because they wanted to reach their next income bracket.
That was a good one. All right. This is mine. I have one today too.
Okay.
Money can't buy happiness, but it sure can buy coffee until next payday. You know? All right. Well, before we head out, Grant, can you share with our listeners how they can get a hold of you and Veronica at the office?
Absolutely. They can look up our website at retirementresourcend.com, or they can call the office at 701-639-7899. And that first appointment is at no obligation to you. So if you ever have any questions regarding retirement planning, retirement income, and where you fall in regards to your goals of retirement, give our office a call, look us up, and we'll see you in office.
Thank you, Grant. And that does it for this episode of the Retirement Roundtable. We'll see you guys next week.
It's good seeing you, Jacqueline.
Thanks for tuning in to the Retirement Roundtable. A well-planned retirement goes beyond savings. It's about having a strategy for both income and taxes. To learn more, reach out to Veronica Redfield at the Retirement Resource by calling 701-639-7899 or visiting retirementresourcend.com. Be sure to join us next time for another episode of the Retirement Roundtable.
Advisory services are offered by VC Insurance Sales, Inc., doing business as the Retirement Resource and Investment Advisor in the states of North Dakota and Minnesota. Insurance products and services are offered through Fed Resource ND, an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.